Good morning, everybody, and welcome to present the colors, Troop 322 from our Madison-Dawson Boy Scouts.
Order, arms. Thank you. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance at the end. Thank you.
Our Swift County Band present the Star-Spangled Banner. Thank you. David Hall.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as you sent your Son to this earth to serve than rather to be served, we thank you for all those who have served their country, who fought for it, who died for it. They have ensured our safety and peace through their dedication and their sacrifice. Thank you, Father of mercies, also. Remove from this world the scourge of war. Expose our insane need to destroy and our secret enjoyment of destruction. Show us how to channel the energies we now waste in killing into enterprises that foster forgiveness, reconciliation, that affirms our communities, and proclaims the goodness of your gift of life. Thank you for all who have served our country. Thank you for all the freedoms we enjoy in which they have all fought for, both in peace and in war. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, I'd like to introduce our speaker for today, Frank Orata. Grew up in Marna, Arizona. Frank graduated from Marna High School, joined the Marine Corps in 2005. He served through 2009. During Frank's tour with the Marines, he deployed to the Pacific, which included time in many different nations. Frank also deployed to Iraq for 1 year. Frank joined the Minnesota Army National Guard in 2010 and served through 2012. He moved to Madison in 2015. He lived on a farm site south of Madison. In 2015, Frank started his career with the Family Assistance Specialist, serving members of the military, veterans, and their families in southwest Minnesota. Frank is 30 years old. He loves history and is great in learning. Frank is also loves serving the members of the military, veterans, and their families in southwestern Minnesota. Let's give a warm welcome to Frank Orata.
Thank you. I'm going to start today off with a poem written by a Canadian during World War I. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow. Loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up your quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If he break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. We Americans are a breed of different than all other nations. This is not because we have different dreams or hopes than any other nation, or that we think that we're superior or inferior to any of our fellow humans. We know we don't all have the same ideals, political views, or even the same history. Some American families were native to this land long before 1492. Others came on sailing ships for a better tomorrow. Still, others to this day come to try and take part in the American dream. They were, and still, are like all of us in this great nation, searching for the freedom to choose our own destiny and become something our ancestors could only dream of. We have today the freedom to choose our own path in life, whether it be a mechanic, doctor, teacher, farmhand, or lawyer. That freedom of choice is what makes Americans who we are. From the immigrant inventor Nikola Tesla to the former CEO of Steve Jobs of Apple, we are able to shape our future not by what bloodline we come from, but what we decide to do for ourselves around us. We are all able to utilize this freedom because those that have come before us and pledged their life to protect the freedom from oppression, anarchy, and persecution. There are those that paid the only price that freedom will ever ask, the ultimate price. Those veterans that have come before us and did not make it home, today is their day to remember their sacrifices. From the Continental Army storming the redoubts in the Battle of Yorktown during the Revolutionary War, to the current wars in the Middle East, which are now the longest wars our nation has ever been in. Since 2001, our nation has sent and lost heroes to these wars and continue to do so all in the name of freedom. Every generation of Americans had to fight to keep the rights that we hold dear, the freedoms that we cherish even to this day. Every generation has had different reasons to fight, whether it be freedom from another human, freedom from a monarchy, or to ensure others the freedom to choose their own lives outside of a dictator's grasp. Ironically, freedom is not free. Yes, it should be, but history has shown us time and time again that there will always be those that wish to take it, to provide their own version of government and how it should be run. But thankfully, we have those that are willing to bear the cost of freedom if need be, and those that have paid the ultimate price to protect our freedom. Military members who signed up and put their names on a blank check for which fake and cash when it deems fit. The most recent wars are still having fate give the bill, making us a nation more in debt to the military and veterans, men and women and their families, than ever before. Even to this day, within the past couple of weeks, we have those that are paying that bill that fate asks. We may not know them personally, but if you look to your left and your right, you will see around you veterans, currently serving service members, and you might not know them personally, but they are the ones that indeed wrote the check for that bill. They don't know if it's going to be cashed. They don't know when. But those we have lost will not be able to see what their sacrifice will accomplish, but we as a nation will, due to their perseverance. Those who gave their lives didn't join up expecting to have to pay the ultimate price for you and me, but they ended up, whether it be for fate, chance, they ended up paying that price. For veterans like myself and others throughout this community and great nation, we have our own day for us, which is in November. Today is for those that have come before us. Today is for those that came before us who gave their lives for an ideal born with America, the idea that we should have our own freedom to choose what we do and where we go. Today is a day to remember their sacrifices and struggles, a day to remember those that have given their lives for our freedom that we hold dear. General Patton said a quote, and I might have fixed it a little bit for today's generation, but he stated, "It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men and women who have died for the country, Rather, we should thank God that such men and women have lived. Those that we have lost are not able to see what their sacrifices have flowered into, yet they were able to help plant the seeds of this garden. And because of them, we are Americans and we are free. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Dennis Bondahar, Commander, American Legion Post 158. At this time, we will have another selection by the Swift County Concert Band. I'll read servicemen who did not return. World War One. Warren Gommel, Gunder Haug, Arthur Schmall, John Grove, Ole Poljel, Stephanus Sorensen. World War II, William Bowler, Harold Gabrielson, Robert Hendrickson, Waldemar Jorgs, Raymond Borsted, Carl H. Hansen, Arnold M. Holland, Melvin Kack. Vietnam War, Frank Kaiser, Stanley Thompson. At this time, deceased veterans this past year, by Ivy Bondahar.
Memorial Day is not the first day of summer, or a big sale day for the retail stores as some seem to think it is. Memorial Day is a day to remember those who were killed in action and honor all our deceased veterans. Just as the graves at Flanders Field were adorned with poppies, today our American Legion Auxiliary Poppy Queen, Isabel Tell, will place poppies at all of the war crosses as the names of those veterans who have died since last Memorial Day are read. They are Florence Weber, World War II, buried at St. James, NASA. Dr. Todd Pushing, Vietnam, buried at Alexandria. Elvin Arndt, World War II, buried at Hayden. Ivan Hagen, Vietnam, buried at St. Michael's. Robert Bruce, Korea, buried at St. Michael's. Orval Nornberg, Korea, buried at Hayden. Spencer Jensen, peacetime, buried at Lewisburg. Verdell Clark, World War II, buried at Faith Lutheran. John Olson, peacetime, buried at Hayden. James Bowler, peacetime, buried at St. Michael's. Ellen Walgrave, peacetime, buried at St. Michael's. Milton Johnson, World War II, buried at Faith Lutheran. Gustav Halverson, World War II, buried at Appleton. Duane Au, Vietnam, buried at Olivia. Kenneth Block, Korea, buried at Arena. God bless their memory.
We will now have Taps by Carlisle Larson. Please uncover. The raising of the flag and also the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless from the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America.
At this time, benediction by Pastor David Hall.
Then all I have to do, I have to go on my tiptoes over here when I pray, and now I'm doing the benediction. But may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord bless all those who serve our country and who have died for our country and bless their family. And may God bless all of us who serve Him. Amen.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'd also like to put a thank you in for the Swift County Concert Band. They are comprised by musicians from Appleton, Madison, and the surrounding communities. They are under the direction of Wanda Dagan, out of the Morris High School Band Director. Madison American Legion Post 158 and VFW Post 1656 would also like to thank everyone who contributed in the planning and preparation for our program today. We would especially like to thank all of you in attendance here today. Another announcement. There's a beef commercial dinner with coleslaw, cookies, and beverage that'll be served at the VFW right here in Madison following the program, and all of you are invited. There's just a small $6 cost to defray the cost. It's a pretty good deal. Please come and join us. We honor all our deceased veterans who served our country this Memorial Day. You can see at the bottom of your program all those that have found their final rest. Thank you. That ends our program.